605-Y101, Adam and Allison, thank you so much for being here. How are you feeling this morning, Allison?
Amazing!
That's awesome. I am instantly regretting some of the choices I made first thing this morning. I looked at my phone to see what the weather was like outside. I looked and I saw, oh, it's 51 out. Perfect. No jacket needed. I'll just go with the button-down shirt and jeans and I'll be good to go. Then I looked at my phone again to recheck on the weather once I got here to work. It went down like 11 degrees.
Yeah, it's supposed to be cold today. That's why you got to look at the hourly. You can't just trust the temperature that it is. Don't you? Haven't you lived in Mississippi long enough to realize you can't go based off of one temperature? You got to look at the whole picture because it's going to go through all four seasons in a day.
Look, Florida was like that too, and I was there for 5 years, and I never learned my lesson. I don't know what's wrong with me, but as much as we feel like we have to complain about the weather and the fact that it's going to be rainy and dreary all day and kind of cold, at least it's not like 10 degrees colder like it is just a bit up to our north or a bit to our west. There's already flight cancellations all around the country. As of last night, I'm reading that 1,000 flights have already been canceled. Both Dallas airports have been dealing with the most problems, then Denver. So, and it's weird. You were telling me that the line of winter weather is like just above us.
Mm-hmm. We're just out of it. It's awesome.
So we do feel very, very lucky about that. You know me. I'm a silver linings kind of guy. I'm a glass half full guy, even on a Tuesday. 601-995-1017. If you'd like to give us a call, join the show. If you're up early with us, we'd love to hear what you're doing. Maybe Lessie is taking her fiance to work. I think he has to get there right at 6 o'clock. So then she sometimes likes to call us. So shout out to Lessie if you're listening. We appreciate you. Or just whatever you're doing right now, you can call or text the show. 601-995-1017. If you want, you could be the first caller of the day, and we'll talk to you after Megan Thee Stallion. 610-Y101, Adam and Allison. A bunch of people up early on the text line with us. It's 601-995-1017. Jennifer says, proud of you, Allison, for already realizing Mississippi never stays at one temp ever. It's all four seasons. Rachel says, welcome to Mississippi, where the weather goes from 80 to 40 like it saw a state trooper. I love that. That's so funny.
Really good. I want to spread a little bit of my luck today because I feel like I'm really lucky.
Okay.
And it all started, I was running late this morning, which I wasn't happy about. And I get in my car and I see it's 4:44, which normally I'd be at work at that time.
Fair.
But I was like, oh, 4:44. They say repeating numbers or ascending numbers. Those are good signs. So I was like, okay, let me remember that. That's a good sign. And then there was just something in me that was like, today's color is orange. And that's not something that happens to me every day. I know it's No, I just, I don't know. In my head, I was like, that makes sense. So I kind of want to, like, whether you believe it or not, it doesn't really hurt to be positive. It never hurts to be positive. So I wanted to share that. Like, it's everybody else's number of the day. It's everybody else's color of the day. And 444 is supposed to represent assurance that you are on the right path in life.
Okay.
So everyone, we are on the right path. And also the color orange is supposed to symbolize determination, warmth, success, and yeah, I mean, I think those are all really good things. So that's no. I'm trying to spread some luck here, okay?
So it sounds like you're like, it's like Sesame Street Radio. Like, today's number of the day is 4. The color of the day is orange. What are you, Snuffleupagus? Oh my gosh. Okay, so what? So fours are good?
4 means you're on the right path. So everybody, we are on the right path because our number today is 4. And okay, orange basically just means like determination and success. So again.
OMG. I looked down and as you said that, look what I found. An orange highlighter. There was an orange highlighter on the desk.
It doesn't hurt you to be happy, Adam.
Oh, I'm very happy. Trust me. I am very happy.
It doesn't hurt you to like believe in positivity either.
Oh, I believe in positivity. I sure do. Just not because of the number four on your clock, on your car clock that's probably 2 minutes fast or 2 minutes slow.
No!
Just saying.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
618 Y101. It's Adam and Allison. If you're feeling badly about yourself and the weather and it being cold, my buddy Zach from Ohio texted us at 601-995-1017 and says, winter weather stinks. It's 18 here in Ohio. I'm jealous of y'all. Think about that. I talked to my grandparents a little bit yesterday, and they were like, it's snowing, snow's on the ground, it's cold, they're just miserable. Ohio does stink this time of year. I lived there for like 3 years. It's a bummer.
Yeah, I feel like the seasonal affective disorder or whatever it is would be way worse in a place like that, because you like never want to be outside.
So amplified in Ohio. It's completely true. I found a story that I thought was kind of interesting. Do you remember the song by Young Gravy, Betty? It samples Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. Rick Astley is suing Young Gravy for that.
I mean, it does make sense.
But what Young Gravy's giving credit for the instrumental to Rick Astley. Yeah. He's not giving him credit for something else, but Rick is saying that he's, you know, been damaged from that song. Tell you the story 7 minutes away. Hang on. Y101, it's Adam and Allison. Remember this song? It was huge last year.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Young Gravy version.
Yeah, baby.
Young Gravy.
Hey, what's your baby
mama? All right. Young Gravy's getting sued by Rick Astley because, you know, obviously that song samples the instrumental of Never Gonna Give You Up. That's the original. So Rick Astley is suing pretty much everybody involved with the making of that song. And I find it interesting because Young Gravy did license the instrumental for the song. So you would think he's in the clear 100%, right?
But he uses the vocals.
He does not use the vocals.
Nuh-uh.
The beginning of this song, right here.
That's Rick Astley just slowed down.
No,
shut up. Come on.
It's Nick Seeley, a vocal impersonator of Rick Astley.
Oh, boy.
So it's kind of a weird thing. I didn't think that that would be a problem, but Rick Astley is saying that that damages him because it spoils any future chances of him collaborating with like a current artist, think a la Elton John. And he won't be able to do that now that Young Gravy has used that song. And I wouldn't think that that would be a problem because, like, who cares? I mean, one-hit wonder Rick Astley, like, what's the big deal? But Young Gravy even admitted that he basically remade Rick's voice because it made it easier legally. He said that. So I bet Young Gravy is going to lose that lawsuit.
Yeah, I bet so too. But I don't really understand Rick Astley's point of view, just because it's like, I feel like that song about 10 years ago was huge because it was like, you're getting Rickrolled anytime you get interrupted and that song plays.
Right.
And so it's like, I feel like it's current enough, like it's got enough of its own life and edge that, of course, if somebody like Lil Nas X wanted to do a collab, or, you know, whoever, somebody modern wanted to do a collab, they could. Young Gravy didn't want to do a collab. He wanted to do his own little spin and make Betty.
But I think what Rick is saying is maybe Lil Nas X was going to do a collab, and then it's like, well, Young Gravy beat me to it. Now I'm going to have to do a collab with somebody else, whoever else Lil Nas X is going to do a collab with. I don't know. I thought it was really interesting because it's not like, you know, some of these other lawsuits where the songs kind of sound similar. Like Marvin Gaye's estate, I think, sued somebody a few years ago because the song sounded a little bit similar. And then I think they ended up winning because,
most of the time they win those. I mean, it's like the Paramore Good For You Olivia Rodrigo thing. Like, that's definitely the Paramore song Misery Business, and she had to pay out.
She gave them a writing credit on it, actually.
And they deserved it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
101, it's Adam and Allison at 6:38. I wanted to go to the phones real quick. Lessie's here, 601-995-1017. What's up, Lessie?
I just went
get on here and tell y'all thank you so much for shouting out for me. Like, that just made my day and made my morning. I love you guys. I love Y101. I've listened to y'all since I was little. So that was fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, back
vice
at
versa.
You.
Vice right yeah, versa. You make you. Our day every time you call.
Oh, thank you.
Who's been your favorite morning show on Y101 in all your time of listening?
Way to bribe.
I'm just saying. No, I'm not bribing her with any. I don't have anything for you, Leslie. I just want to know.
Nate and Bender.
See? I See? Clearly don't have anything for you. Because, yeah, Allison thought I was trying to bribe you to say Adam and Allison.
I mean, y'all have really, truly become my favorite. I hadn't listened to the radio in a while, and then I got on here, and y'all were on there, and I've been listening to y'all for a while now.
Aw, thank you so much.
I'm one of my top favorites, but I've always listened to Nate and Bender. That's what I grew up listening to and everything, but yeah.
Yeah, and I was just kidding. They're both amazing. Nate's yes. over on US 96. Bender's on in the afternoon on Mix 98.7 now.
Yeah, my mom listens to Mix 98.7, and my fiance listens to 98.6.
It's all one big happy family. Everybody that we work with is really fantastic. We love it. Y101, David Guetta, BB Rex. 6:45, Y101, it's Adam and Allison. Somebody in the UK is afraid that they're going to need to get a new personal trainer. Allison, you know the story. Mm-hmm. Do you think she can ever go back to this personal trainer, yes or no?
No.
You would leave if you did this?
Oh, I would leave for way less of a big deal things, yeah.
Wow. So there's a woman in the UK who started a new personal training regimen, and she had this male personal trainer who gave her some advice. She was at the beginning of her fitness journey, and he said, take a photo of you wearing nothing but a bra and underwear. Don't pose. Don't suck in. Just let it all hang out. And then you can track your progress, like every week or so, take another picture. So she thought that was pretty good advice. She stripped down to her bra and underwear and took a photo and looked at it and decided to send it to the personal trainer.
Oh, no.
Personal trainer responds. Hey, Jim, I meant to take a photo for yourself, not to send it to me so you can check your progress. Gemma replied, OMG, I'm so sorry. I thought I was meant to send it to you. How embarrassing. I'm so sorry. The trainer then made it clear, no, LOL, I don't ask clients to send me pictures in underwear. I was eating dinner with my girlfriend. She's quizzing me. Who's this chick? Do you think she can go back? You don't.
No, I get such bad anxiety if, like, I have to miss an appointment. I feel like I can't go back to that doctor ever again. I had to reschedule. Yeah. So I definitely, if I accidentally on purpose, she misunderstood the instructions, send these photos of myself.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, those are for your eyes only. I'd be mortified.
How often do you think that happens? Do you think that was the first time that happened to the personal trainer, though, that he gave this advice?
You would have to, because otherwise, you know, the next time he talks to a client, he's going to be like, these are for you. These are only, you don't send these to anybody, especially me. They're for you. Keep them on your phone.
I don't know. I think there's plausible deniability there.
Well, then that's gross. If that's his intention is to be like, well, I kind of hope that I get pics of girls in their underwear and then I can deny it to my girlfriend. Oh, they're just clients. Like, as a girlfriend, that can only happen once. And if it happens again, I'd be like, bro, you need to figure this out. Like, we're done. That's it. Come on.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Break up with him, obviously.
Oh, I think that I thought that the story was very, very funny.
It is funny. I just feel really bad for everybody involved in this situation.
Very embarrassing. We had a couple world records broken yesterday.
Yes.
We got to get into these world records that were broken yesterday. Coming up in just a couple minutes on Y101.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Y101, it's Adam and Allison at 6:56. We had a huge record-breaking afternoon yesterday on Y101. Our girl Janice got through for Y101 Say It and Win and beat Roger's record. She was able to spit out Y101 21 times.
Woo-hoo!
In 10 seconds. Listen to this.
Stop!
21 Y101s.
That is so impressive.
Janice won $210. Maybe you can also beat the 20 barrier this afternoon at 5:20 with Matt Mooney. Your chance to win on Y101. Another world record was beaten just recently, and a little bit less impressive, I would say, but it sounds pretty cool.
Okay.
The audio of this, somebody beat the world record for most fist bumps given, I guess, in 30 seconds.
Oh, wow. So you got to like bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, but way faster than bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
3, 2, 1, go. Stop. Come on.
It was 297 fist bumps in 30 seconds. However, 24 of them had to be disqualified because they didn't meet the fist bump qualification set by Guinness. New record, 273 fist bumps in 30 seconds.
273 fist bumps in just 30 seconds.
How funny is it that they have qualifications for what counts as it? Like, I have to know what got them disqualified.
Yeah, which fist bumps didn't count?
Why did they not meet the standards of a fist bump?
Right. And the other thing I want to know is only one person is in the record books for that. Except it was just fist bumps between two people. Both people should get that record, right? They were both bumping fists.
That should be a tie.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm calling it flag on the play. Flag on the play. By the way, you can see Harry Styles perform at the Grammys this year. Sunday night, the Grammys go down. Bad Bunny, Mary J. Blige, Luke Combs, Steve Lacy's also performing. Almost time for the Good Vibe Tribe. If you have anything that you're smiling about already on this Tuesday morning, give us a call at 601-995-1017. We love doing this every day at around 7:20. We have you on to just kind of spread a little positivity. Whatever you're happy about this morning, whatever's powering you through this day, which I know Tuesday, at least for me, is like the hardest day of the week. I don't know about you, Allison.
But today's really good for me.
Yeah, it's been a great day so far. Anything that's making you smile through the dreary weather today, give us a call about 601-995-1017. Or you could even text us and let us know what you're in a good mood about. We'll have you on after 7:20 or so. But call now, 601-995-1017. Y101, Adam and Allison at 7:09. Before we get into the Good Vibe Tribe, Allison, what was the story you were telling me about a boat?
Well, in Pascagoula area, there was a commercial boat that was out there, and there were three people on board, and I guess there was a leak that started to happen, so boat started to sink, and luckily, watchstanders with the 8th Coast Guard District received a distress call. They were able to get out to this 50-foot commercial fishing vessel, and they were able to get all three people that were on board to safety. And it was just kind of a cool story in the area-ish.
That's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, and you could see photos of the rescue on the Adam and Allison Facebook page. There's a link on there if you want to text FACE to 601-995-1017. The pictures are really cool. They kind of make it complete because you're like, whoa, they had to get on there and save those people.
Again, text FACE, F-A-C-E, to 601-995-1017. I can't imagine like doing that for a living. Like saving people, like being in a Coast Guard, that is so impressive to me.
Very high pressure. And every day, I feel like it'd be a day that you'd want to come home and like hug everybody you know. Like,
oh, yeah.
I just saw some things today and I just need to hug you and tell you I love you.
For sure. Good Vibe Tribe is next. If you have anything that you're happy about, you're feeling good, you're just in a good mood, maybe you saw somebody being just a really outstanding good person and doing something out of the goodness of their heart for somebody else, you can call us right now, 601-995-1017, or even text us as well. We'd love to spread the good vibes in the Good Vibe Tribe next, 601-995-1017.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
717 Y101. It's Adam and Allison. Good Vibe Tribe time. If you would like, call or text us with anything that has you in a super good mood that's making you smile on this kind of cruddy Tuesday morning. Not going to lie. But 601-995-1017. I feel like some of these could spread a little positivity, make people a little happier, and help out the Metro.
There are so many ANA family members who are joining the Good Vibe Tribe this morning, and I'm so happy.
Love it. Let's go to the phones first and talk to Janice, who is a world record holder. Janice, how are you?
Happy Tuesday, Y101, Adam and Allison.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for calling us. And I think I know why you're in such a good mood this morning, but why don't you share with the rest of the Metro?
Okay, so I woke up this morning. I'm like, you know, when you first wake up, you're trying to get your thoughts together. What do I have to do today? And then I was like, oh, that's right. I'm a winner. I'm excited all over again. Super excited. And just happy. You guys are awesome. Love how you get our day started. The bad part is my daughter is sick today, so she won't be going to school. But I'm like, hey, I'm a winner.
Yeah, that's amazing. And congratulations on the big Y101 Say It and Win. Win yesterday.
Yeah.
Janice won $210, and you could try to win this afternoon as well at 520 with Matt Mone. Congratulations once again. Thanks for spreading those good vibes, Janice.
All right. Bye. Have a good day. Stay safe.
You
bye
too.
Bye.
And I hope your daughter Krista feels better too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one. And I hope you don't get sick, Janice. That would stink.
Ooh, that would be bad vibes.
Bad vibes. So good vibes to protect you from the sickness. We got some text messages coming in to 601-995-1017.
So many good vibes. Aiden is in a great mood because no homework this week.
Woo!
And this one made my heart melt. It is from Ben. He is having good vibes today because his two-month-old son smiled for the first time yesterday.
Aww.
And I mean, that's got to be the best feeling. Like at that age, they're reaching all these developmental moments. And what a good one. The first smile.
Jasmine got accepted into Heinz Phi Theta Kappa with Woo-hoo! Her boyfriend. So is that a sorority or?
It would have, I mean, it's Greek life of some kind. I could look it up.
Yeah, I'm just curious, Jasmine, because I thought, like, how could you get accepted in with your boyfriend? To
there are some that are like honor societies. Yeah, this one's an honor society.
Wow.
So they're smart. They're smarter than us.
Jasmine, congratulations. Those are great vibes. Got a text from bus driver June. Says, my brother-in-law called me on Friday afternoon and asked me if I could go to the store where his wife had a flat tire to see if I could help her because he was working out of town. She had all four kids in the car with her and had put her last $2 in the air machine but couldn't get it to air up her tire because it had come off the rim. There was a lady there that was so nice. She called someone she knows to come help, and they came and got her with the tow truck and took it to the shop, put on a new tire, and filled the tank. They were associated with S&E Towing, and that is the company that towed her car for. They went and to pick up the car, and they would not accept any money for anything. I am so happy we still have kind people in this world to brag about. Great vibes for the Metro this morning. I love
it. So good. We just got a last-minute entry from Reagan. She's got good vibes because it's only 97 days until graduation for seniors. Woohoo! Less than 100 days.
Did you see Marissa said teachers in Mississippi finally got paid?
Woo, woo, payday!
Good vibes for the Metro. We love it. 601-995-1017. We do the Good Vibe Tribe every morning at this time, around 720. So if you have good vibes, make sure you call us every morning to spread them to the Metro on Y101. 728 Y101, Adam and Allison. One last entry into the Good Vibe Tribe from Ashley, who's very excited and happy. that her daughter Hayden is having a 10th birthday today. A happy Woo-hoo! Birthday, Hayden. We're so happy. I hope you have a great, amazing birthday.
Welcome to the Double Digits Club, Hayden.
Absolutely.
It's a big birthday.
A couple more years till you're a teenager.
And then driving.
Oh, man. Remember how excited you were to turn 10?
Oh, yeah. That was such a big birthday. Like, you're not 9 anymore. You're double digits. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Hayden. We'll do more Good Vibe Tribe tomorrow morning at 7:20. If you'd like, you can follow us on Instagram. We'd appreciate that. ADAMNALLISON. Join our fam on Instagram. And then you could even, like, show us your good news on Instagram, and we can show you our good news with Y101. ADAMNALLISON. Next, we have Cash in a Flash. And then right after that, a DM dilemma with fake name Foot Picture Felicia.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
Foot Picture Felicia has an issue.
Oh.
And I have maybe some unconventional advice for Foot Picture Felicia. We'll get into that at 7:51.
Adam and Allison on Y101. Y101, Cash in a Flash.
60 seconds.
10 questions.
$200.
Bonnie, what are you up to?
Just dropped the kids off at school on the way to work.
All right. Where do you work at?
A law firm in Jackson, or Ridgeland.
Oh, nice. Are you like a paralegal?
I am a paralegal.
That seems like such a stressful job. Like, all my friends who have been paralegals are so organized and just some of the best people.
Oh, yeah. I'm a pretty good person.
You fit the mold.
I like that Allison's pretending that she has friends that are paralegals and isn't just getting what she learned from watching the show Suits.
Well, I have like one paralegal friend. She's really awesome.
Anyway, you're going to be our contestant for Cash in a Flash this morning, Bonnie.
Let's do it.
We have 10 questions. If you don't know an answer, just say pass and we'll come back to it if there's time at the end, okay?
Okay.
In 3, 2, 1. This Texas-based gas station has a beaver as a mascot.
Bucky's.
Who sued Amber Heard and won last year?
Johnny Depp.
How many quarters would it take to make
$20?
20. What vegetable do pickles start out as?
Cucumbers.
Spell sneeze.
S-N-E-E-Z-E.
Who is playing in the Super Bowl this year?
The Kansas Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles.
What does the D.C. in Washington, D.C. stand for?
District of Columbia.
What cell phone company famously had the Can You Hear Me Now commercials?
Ceasefire.
In Taylor Swift's latest song, what color is the haze?
Purple.
Where in New York was King of Queens set in?
Queens.
All right, time. Let's go over to Allison and see how you did, Bonnie.
Bonnie, you did so good for this Tuesday overcast yucky weather day. I am so impressed. So okay. We just got a few wrong, and this one, math is way too hard to do.
By the way, you turning left or right?
Right.
Okay, just curious.
This one, math is just too hard to do this early in the morning. Totally understand. How many quarters would it take to make $20? That is 80 quarters.
Yes, wrong.
And then what cell phone company famously had Can You Hear Me Now in the commercials? That was Verizon.
Oh, no. That's my carrier.
Oh.
Can you hear me now? Good.
And then, I don't know, what do you think, Adam? In Taylor Swift's latest song, The Color, what color is the haze? It's lavender. She said purple. I mean, since it's the name of the song, should it have to be specific?
I'm going to go ahead. Come
on, Adam. Give it to me.
Since you asked so nicely, why not?
Thank you.
Well, Miss Bonnie, with that means you are going away with $80 this Tuesday.
Thank you very much, Adam and Allison.
You are very welcome, Bonnie. We're so happy to do it for you. You have a fantastic day, okay?
Y'all too. Bye-bye.
Right back at you. I'm just happy that Bonnie gave me a new drop to play.
Come on, Adam. Give it to me.
That's going to get played a lot. It's going to get a lot of use out of that.
Come on, Adam. Give it to me.
We have the DM dilemma. Foot pick Felicia has a dilemma that she needs your help with. We'll get into it in just a few minutes. Hang on.
Adam and Allison on Y101.
756 Y101. It is Adam and Allison. Time for another DM dilemma.
This one comes from, as you've named her, Foot Pick Felicia.
Yes.
Sorry about that name, Felicia. It says, hey guys, I'd love it if you could help me make up my mind on this. A little backstory. A few months ago, my best friend told me that she joined a website where she could sell her feet pics for money. And I guess guys would buy them. At first, I thought it was pretty weird, and I told my boyfriend about it. He also couldn't believe that she would do something like that. Fast forward to this weekend, me and the best friend were out getting drinks, and she told me she'd made about $5,000 in just a few months selling feet pics. Nothing else. She doesn't have to show her face. Nothing else. Few more drinks, and we created a profile for myself. Deep down, I feel like I should tell my boyfriend before I sell any of the pictures, but I'm afraid that he'll tell me he doesn't want me to do it. And truthfully, I could really use the money. How bad of a betrayal would it be if I started selling my feet pics without my boyfriend or without telling him? And I mean, obvious, just tell him and be done with it. Like, no matter what he says, you could even just say, this is what I'm doing. I know I thought we said it was weird, but she's making all this money. I want to make the money. The end, right?
No. I think she should just do it. And here's why. Because if he's already established he thinks that it's weird, he very well may tell her no until he sees those dollar bills. So if she just does it, it's not like she could really get caught, truthfully, because her face isn't in it. I'm assuming she doesn't have any distinguishing tattoos on her feet or anything like that. Just do it.
Oh, you shouldn't be in a relationship with someone that you can't be honest with. Like, it's not about getting caught or not getting caught. It's about being able to be honest with the person that you're with.
I think that she is good to go ahead and do it. I think if he has a problem with it, he may have a problem with it before the money is there to back up what she's doing.
Then I have a problem with him, and she should say bye, Felicia, literally to him.
601-995-1017. What would your advice be to Foot Pick Felicia? Should she go ahead and do this sort of behind her boyfriend's back? I don't think he would ever find out. I really don't.
It's not what it's about.
Lauren says, girl, make that money. Put those tootsies to work. That's really funny.
Also, can you send me this website?
Man, I swear, if somebody offered me $5 for a picture of my feet right now, I would just do it. I don't know why.
Same.
Anybody would have a...
Same.
Really?
Oh, yeah, 100%. If someone was willing to offer me $5 right now, the picture would be sent.
I think you're going to regret saying that. Nobody would be willing to offer me $5 because I'm a dude, but you're not a dude. I think you are going to eat your words on those $5 foot pics.
Or I'm going to be in Hawaii next week with all my dollar bills, okay?
Yeah, Adam will be looking for a new co-host because... Allison,
I'll be living large.
601-995-1017. Do you think she should go ahead and sell them Tootsie Picks without her boyfriend knowing? Yes or no? Give us a call. Offer some advice for Foot Pick Felicia. Y101, Adam and Allison at 8:06 in the middle of the DM dilemma.
We got a DM from who we're calling Foot Picks Felicia. I have a hard time saying that. But she has a best friend who is making, she made $5,000 last month from selling feet pictures on a website. And at first she was like, that's weird. I would never do that. Her boyfriend agreed. But then she got a couple drinks in her and decided to make a profile. Now she doesn't know. Does she tell the boyfriend? Does she not? Does she just start selling feet pics and make the money?
I'm still steadfast in just start doing it, make the money. And I think if the boyfriend is as smart as she thinks he is, or I think if the boyfriend is smart enough to date her, he will understand.
No, I feel like she has to be honest from the get-go. And if he doesn't get it, bye. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make this money without you.
Should we talk to Ben first? Ben's waiting on hold.
Yes.
601-995-1017. Ben, if you were in a relationship and you found out would you be cool with a girl you're in a relationship with selling pictures of her feet?
Not really, because I will agree with Allison that it's like not about getting caught or not. But at the same time, it's really about whether it's within your dignity to sell pictures of yourself online, because I know, especially in today's world, it's a really, really easy way of making money. That much is clear. But, like, is she really worth only as much as how much she can get her feet pics for online?
Wow. I mean, I see what you're saying. I can kind of understand, like, if we were talking about anything other than feet, but it's literally just her feet.
Yeah, but it's still her body. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's an interesting take. Are you single or are you in a relationship right now?
I'm currently single because right now, if you get what I mean, it's kind of hard to find a girl that is...
won't sell her feet online.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Ben. I don't know if anybody else in the Metro is going to agree with you or not, but if you've got thoughts, 601-995-1017.
On the text line, someone says, I can't imagine anyone getting upset over someone trying to better their financial situation. You sell those feet pics, girl, and good luck. And a lot of people like me are kind of like, I would like that website, please, because you go ahead, do that, make that money, girl. And we got text. I don't know if I should say who sent it in. Like, I have her name, but I don't know if she wants to remain anonymous. She was in this situation. She went out with a friend to get drinks. They set up her profile. And last year, she made $100,000. She says she has no regrets and that FootPix Felicia should absolutely do this and never look back. Like, you would leave the boyfriend behind and go into next year with an extra 100 Gs.
100 grand is a crazy amount of money for FootPix. That's wild.
Can somebody help me? So, like, where's my bestie that can take me out for drinks to set up my profile?
That is so, so funny. Lydia says she probably needs to see if her feet pics have a market first. That's funny. I'm pretty sure any feet will work for this particular market. I don't think they're real specific with how the feet look.
Well, do you know? Like, do you like feet?
No, I'm not a foot guy.
See, you don't know. Maybe
I kind of wish that I was, to be honest with you. Like, it would be way easier, like, if I just enjoyed looking at feet.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. 601-995-1017 if you want to keep the conversation going. Gotten so many texts about this. It's Y101 at 810 with One Republic. 812 Y101, Adam and Allison talking about FootPix Felicia on the DM Dilemma. She found out her friend in just a couple months had made like $5,000 selling feet pictures. Nothing else. I want to be clear. Nothing else. Not even pictures of her face. These are just pictures of her piggies. That's it. And wanted to know if she should ask her boyfriend before she starts selling pictures of her feet, yes or no. Allison and I kind of disagree. I think she should just go ahead and do it because the boyfriend may not be okay with it until he sees the dollar signs. And then at that point, you're wasting a perfect opportunity.
I say you have to be honest in your relationship because what do you have if you can't be honest? And if he doesn't get it, bye, Felicia.
Are you surprised how many people agree with me on this?
What? I wouldn't say that they agree with you. I would just say that they're all in on her making her money.
Well, Trish, what do you think?
I just wanted to give my thoughts on the whole foot thing.
Yes.
I think that since he's just a boyfriend and not a husband, and who's to say there'll be another boyfriend after that, I don't think it really matters. It's her money, her income. It's not like she's selling naked pictures.
And it's her piggies. Those are her piggies.
They work hard, okay?
I mean, I'm just saying she's not hurting anything. It's feet. And if it's $100,000, she's paying the bills.
Right. And to me, like, yeah, your worth isn't how much someone's willing to pay for pictures of your feet. But at the same time, I'm going to make a lot more doing that than literally most jobs that aren't paying me my worth. So I don't know. I'm happy to sell my feet.
Correct. If you want her to go work a job where she's stressed out all the time, no.
Did this conversation make you consider selling feet pics?
Yeah.
Me too, girl.
I wish I could.
You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Y101, Adam and Allison at 8:23. It would be great if we could be friends on Instagram. Our Instagram is ADAMNALLISON. You can follow us and we will follow you right back. Would love it if we could connect like that on the Instagram. Be a lot of fun. We love making friends on online, on Facebook and Instagram and everything.
Yeah, just growing the ANA fam. Like, you genuinely are one of our best friends just by being in the fam.
Remember a couple weeks ago, actually, it was just last week, I had my mom on to talk about firstborns and whether or not some stuff was true about firstborns.
Whether you're the smartest or not.
Yeah, my mom did agree with that. Science said that the oldest born was the smartest. My mom agreed with that. Now, I found something else. I'm not going to get my mom on the phone about this because I'm almost afraid it would make her feel bad. And I will say that I don't really struggle with any of these things. However, I'm not surprised at a list that I found of the things that eldest children bring up in therapy most.
Oh!
I've never been in therapy before. Not saying I don't, maybe couldn't benefit from it.
Probably need it.
And if I was gonna be in therapy, there are definitely some of these things on the list that I'd be talking about 100%.
Oh, I'll see if I've mentioned any of them in therapy.
Well, you're an only child, so you were spoiled.
But I'm...
I'm kidding.
The oldest. The only and the oldest.
I'm kidding. But oldest children, what they bring up in therapy... Next, after Louis Capaldi, Y101, it's Adam and Allison. Y101, Say It and Win returns this afternoon at 5:20, but we did have a record breaker yesterday afternoon. Our girl Janice hit 21. That was good for $210. You're not going to beat that unless you practice at y101.com with the official practice timer. So, things that the oldest children bring up in therapy. That's what I want to talk about. If you're new to the show, I am an oldest child, oldest of four boys growing up. I was almost 5 years old when my youngest brother was born. So we're all very close together in age. But I feel like we were all raised very, very differently. And some of us did better than others. I'm just saying. Like my brother Ryan, he's brother number three, such a hard worker, you know. Busted his butt in high school, busted his butt in college, more athletic than me, you know, taller than me. I'm the shortest and the fattest of all my brothers, which is so irritating. But I'm also the oldest and the smartest, so that's okay. Things that oldest children bring up in therapy. Struggles with perfection. Oldest children are their parents' first time parenting. This can make them have extreme parenting styles like stricter rules and higher expectations. That was totally my childhood growing up. But it's not really, I don't really struggle with perfection, I don't think, except for the show. Why are you shaking your head?
Because I don't think that counts. Like, I suffer from perfectionism. And it's like, it affects me in such a big way because it's like your whole life. Like, to obsess over one thing, I don't think that counts.
Yeah, I don't know. But I kind of have the attitude, like, if I'm not going to get it perfect, I don't care how well or how bad I do it.
That would be a symptom. That's something therapy could help with.
Oh, all right. Okay. Feelings of imposter syndrome. This one is so bad. The strict upbringing can sometimes result in firstborns being very self-critical or always wanting better. I can't tell you how many times throughout a morning, how many times this morning I've thought, I have no business doing this job. I'm not good enough. Like, why would they hire me to do this? Like, it's a real thing. This imposter syndrome is absolutely a real thing. And I think it's much worse in, like, a field like radio or, like, a creative field like that than even other... No, you don't think?
No, I would say it was just as bad when I had an office job as it is now. Because it's like, you just feel, like, so underqualified in everything that you're doing.
Interesting. Experiences with parentification. This is oldest children who tend to be given adult responsibilities at a younger age, like helping to watch and take care of younger siblings.
Oh,
totally something that I went through. And it also makes you a little jerk. I do remember that because you feel like you have this authority over your siblings. It's not a good thing.
You will respect my authority.
Jealousy towards younger siblings. Did you hear my whole diatribe about my brother Ryan? And trouble asking for help. They feel like they need to handle everything on their own, or they have a hard time expressing their emotions of feeling down. Totally. Totally. Like, I'm the guy that, you know, it's just like, yeah, everything's good. But I also think I'm better at handling stress than all of my brothers combined.
Yeah, I would say if anyone wants to send in their recommendations for psychologists in the area, 601-995-1017 might help Adam out.
I said I'm better at his
therapist. Yeah. Will do.
Oh, yeah. Go from feet pics to making my mind better. That'll be great. That'll be awesome.
Adam and Allison in the morning on
Y101. Adam and Allison, Y101. If you're just getting in your car and turning the show on this morning, maybe you missed us talking about what firstborn children most commonly bring up in therapy sessions. And it was like a little mini therapy session for me as a firstborn, because I'm like, I feel like all of these things, struggles with perfection, feelings of imposter syndrome, experiences with parentification, jealousy towards younger siblings, and trouble asking for help. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Check. All of them. All of them. Got all of them. If you want to see this story so you could shove it in your parents' face.
No.
Text the word face, F-A-C-E, to 601-995-1017. It is posted on the Adam and Allison Facebook page. I thought some of the texts that we got about the firstborn thing, pretty interesting. Beverly says, spot on. I don't need help with anything, and I'm going to do it perfectly, but I still feel like I'm not good enough. But she says Taekwondo is cheaper than therapy, so I just hit and kick stuff. Beer is cheaper than all of those, so that's what I do, Beverly. Corey says about the insufficiency feelings. When confronted like this, I'm just like, I'm human, not perfect. Get over it. That's probably a healthy way to deal with it, Corey.
Yeah, if you can have that mindset. But I don't know. I usually need a therapist to help me walk that through that mindset.
Or maybe you just need to text Corey a little bit. Maybe he can help you out. And Candace says, oh my gosh, I have all of these first child syndrome. I feel like you hear about middle child syndrome all the time, but I've never heard of first child syndrome, and I think it's a thing.
We will help diagnose you with first child syndrome.
There you go. There you go. First question, were you born first?
Yeah.
It's Y101, Adam and Allison. If you want the article about first child syndrome, text FACE, F-A-C-E, to 601-995-1017. And bad news if you're single.
Ooh.
And you're feeling a little sad about it going into Valentine's Day, just like 2 weeks away from that. Best and worst states for being single. Where do you think Mississippi is? Tell you next. 848 Y101, Adam and Allison. Bad news if you're single and sad about it. There's a list. I forget where this list is from, but I'll tell you about it anyway. The best and worst states for being single in. They were looking at factors including online dating opportunities, restaurants per capita, the average price for beer and wine, and since dating is also a numbers game, the number of single adults. Do you want the best states or the worst states first, Allison?
Give me the good news. The best states.
Virginia, Wisconsin, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Texas, Florida, New York, and California. All the top 10 best states for being single.
I can't really speak on Texas. I didn't feel like that was a great place for myself to be single. Mm-hmm. But living in Florida before this, that was a great place. Now, it's not a good place if you're single and wanting to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. It's a good place if you're like single and wanting to stay single and have fun.
I would say if you said best place to be a single radio DJ, Ohio.
Really?
3 years in Ohio.
Got a lot of dates there.
Very nice. Good. It was good. The worst states for singles. This is the bad news. Montana, Alabama, South Carolina, Alaska, and number 6, Mississippi.
Oh.
The 6th worst state to be single in. Kentucky's next. Wyoming, North Dakota, Arkansas, and West Virginia. The worst states in America to be single. Do you agree with that in your short time as a single Mississippi resident. Do you agree?
I have not found the dating scene for myself to be that great, but I look at it as like I have really weird hours. I'm not sure who would want to keep up with my hours when I have to go to sleep by the time it would be time to go on a date.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering what factor specifically it is out of these that's like is it the amount of singles or maybe just not that many people single in Mississippi?
I wonder if that's what it is, because I do feel like from what I've observed, and text in if you think I'm off base on this, but it seems like there are a lot of people who find their high school sweetheart here and then they're just happy for the rest of their lives. Could that maybe be why Mississippi is on this list?
Yeah, y'all are just already all taken.
And I'm not saying that I'm 100% right on that. That's just off the top of my head, maybe why that is a factor.
Mm-hmm.
Could be interesting. Text us if I'm right or wrong about that. 601-995-1017.
Adam and Allison in the morning on Y101.
Three. Just wanted to say thanks for the follow on Instagram. Adam and Allison on Instagram. It's Y101. Quaisha just followed us, and I hope I'm getting your name right. I'm sorry if I messed it up, but names are not one of my strong suits.
That's why you're not a teacher. That and many other reasons.
I was just going to say that my inability to communicate with children is one of the things.
Your inability to communicate most of the time anyways.
Yeah. I would say that doesn't help. Doesn't really translate in the classroom. Although whenever I was in school, I used to figure I'd go to college just because everybody went to college. I figured I could do a morning show in the morning, obviously, and then be like a part-time substitute teacher in the afternoon.
No way.
I would have been the cool substitute, though, who had a radio show. You don't think that would have made me the cool substitute? Whatever.